Grandpa told me that when he was a boy, he used to get cool prizes in cereal boxes they bought.
Oh, I remember those cool prizes in cereal boxes. And also in boxes of Cracker Jack. Yep, I know that makes me pretty old. Listen to these good verses in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. But God demonstrates or shows his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Our story covered in red. What's that, Grandpa? Sam pointed to some small cards and pieces of shiny red paper on the kitchen table. Grandpa smiled. Oh, Grandma found these when she was cleaning the attic the other day, he replied. When I was a boy, we used to get these as prizes in cereal boxes. They're something like your baseball cards. Wow, they're really old. Sam was impressed. What are the shiny red papers for? Well, that's what makes these cards interesting, Sam, replied Grandpa. Look at this one. It's a picture of Babe Ruth. Grandpa showed Sammy the picture of a famous baseball player, then turned the card over. Now, see this question? It says, what was Babe Ruth's real name? To find the answer, we put this shiny red paper, it's called cellophane, right over the question. Now, what do you see? George Herman Ruth, Sam read. The question disappeared and the answer showed up. Cool! Right, said Grandpa. This cellophane taught me a lesson. You mean because you learned that guy's real name? Sam asked. Grandpa laughed. Oh, something more important, he said. When I was young, I knew I was a sinner. I was the church troublemaker, Sam grinned. I'd often heard that we need to have our sin covered by the blood of Jesus, continued Grandpa. But I never understood it until my Sunday school teacher brought this very same Babe Ruth card to class one day. Someone read the question on the back, he said as he turned it over. But he had put the red paper over the question, so we told him we could see only the answer. He nodded. When the question is covered by the red paper, you can't see it. You see only the answer, he repeated. And when you trust Jesus as Savior, your sin is covered by the blood of Jesus. Then God can't see your sin anymore. Instead, he sees the answer to your sin problem. He sees Christ living in you. And you know, I've never forgotten that. Sam nodded thoughtfully. I'm going to remember it too, he said. Well, how about you? What does God see when he looks at you? Does he see your sins? Or are they covered by the blood of Jesus so that God sees only the answer to your sin problem? If you trust in Christ as your Savior, your transgressions or sins are forgiven. They are covered and you are blessed. Psalm 32:1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And our key thought, Jesus' blood covers sin. Listen to the words of this old hymn. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bye now.